Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
For years this legend has been told of a creature seldom seen. He leaves a footprint so immense it could make a grown man scream. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti, he goes by all those names. But now there's something scarier and our world's not quite the same. There are beasts who are leaving footprints that make Bigfoot's track look small. And they're messing up our atmosphere, so heed this wake-up call. We call them carbon footprints and they're made of CO2. And who's leaving these big footprints? Well, I'm afraid it's me and you. So here's what to do and here's what to watch. Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Now first, you have to know a carbon footprint's definition. It's a way to measure how you help make greenhouse gas emissions. Now wait a minute, I hear you say,
my footprint's not that big, no way!
Well, let's just see how your footprint grows as you move throughout your day. First, you turn on your computer and play games for hours and hours. Don't you know some chimney is spewing smoke to generate that power? Then you turn to television, but you leave the PC running. Your share of greenhouse gas adds up to a number that's quite stunning. You gotta learn what to do and what to watch. Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
A smaller footprint means less pollution.
Sasquatch.
With a few small steps, we can find the solution.
It's time for soccer practice, and Mom will take you there by car. But are you sure that's what you really need? Hey, the field is not that far. You could run or walk to soccer practice and keep yourself in shape. And then the car won't burn that fossil fuel, letting greenhouse gas escape. Your breakfast, lunch, and snacks and dinner have consequences too. With packaging and refrigeration, you're gonna need a bigger shoe. We buy so much imported food that comes from oh so far. Try the farmer's market and get some food that's grown right where you are. So now you know what to do and what to watch to keep from being a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
You can see the whole world's one big carbon stomping ground. So to save the earth, you've got to help to spread this word around. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and help our planet to rebound.
A smaller footprint means less pollution. With a few small steps, we can find a solution.
Now you know what to do and what to watch. Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
We all need a smaller footprint.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Smaller footprints mean less pollution.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Don't be a carbon Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.